Scouts, scouters, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow scouts, again we celebrate our birthday, this time the 26th. Throughout the country, we are observing Boy Scout Week in a series of special celebrations. This is the close of our Silver Jubilee year, and we have started on our second quarter of a century in scouting history. I am very proud of the reports that have come to me telling how scout troops are to celebrate this anniversary. For the most part, these reports feature an observance during Boy Scout Week which gives new emphasis to old traditions, service to our country, service to our neighbors, and devotion to the cause of scouting. Those of us who are deeply interested in scouting have real cause for satisfaction. Not only is our membership steadily increasing, but our program has wider appeal than ever before. And I am especially happy because of the development of a senior program for the older boys and young men. Through this program, older scouts have an opportunity for adventure and for service. I have learned that the Scout Alumni Plan provides for former scouts and present scouts when they become 21 years of age, that it will hold their interest in active scouting during later years, that it will make for the betterment of conditions affecting community life, and will contribute in many ways to the good of the nation as a whole. This ought to be and will be thoroughly worthwhile. I have always believed in our scout training for the boys and the young men of the country. It encourages them to get out in the open, to develop good health habits, to encourage initiative and resourcefulness. It affords opportunity for a great variety of useful services. It teaches respect for the law. It assists materially in the proper building of character and proper habits of life. It is good to know that your National Executive Committee has fixed the early summer of 1937 as the period for our Scout Jamboree here in Washington. A sad blow came to us all when plans for the Jamboree last year had to be canceled. Let us hope that nothing will interfere with our new plans and that the proposed Jamboree will be so successful that it will more than compensate for the disappointments of last year. And so, on this our 26th anniversary, I extend to you, one and all, this word of personal greeting, this hope that the year ahead of us will be one of the most successful ever celebrated by our great organization, the Boy Scouts of America. Keep on making good.
Ladies and gentlemen and Boy Scouts of America, you have heard the President of the United States speaking from the White House in Washington.